Hello?
Hello, my name is Jackie and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion research company. We are not trying to sell you a product or solicit a contribution. We are conducting a survey on some important issues and perceptions of residents in New Orleans. I would like you to know that there are no right or wrong answers, and you are free to answer don't know to any question, and all of your responses are confidential. Are you a native of New Orleans, or did you recently move to the city?
I'm a native.
Did you define your racial classification as African American, Black, White, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or Native American? What are two characteristics that describe what you like the most about living in New Orleans?
The culture.
Culture. Do you have any other thing that you like the most about living in New Orleans? Any other characteristic?
The food.
Thank you, sir. What are two characteristics that describe what you dislike about living in New Orleans?
The crime.
Okay, is there something else?
Nope.
Okay. Overall, would you say that you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, or little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the following? Equal economic opportunities for people like you. Are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, little satisfied, or not at all satisfied?
Not at all.
The monthly cost for electricity and water. Are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, little satisfied, or not at all satisfied?
Not at all.
What you pay for housing mortgages or rents. Are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, little satisfied, or not at all satisfied?
Not at all.
What you pay for basic utilities such as electricity and water. Are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, little satisfied, or not at all satisfied?
Not at all.
The financial ability of your family to handle a major unexpected expense. Are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, little satisfied, or not at all satisfied?
Not at all.
The ability of affordable housing. Are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, little satisfied, or not at all satisfied?
Not at all.
The preparation public charter school students are receiving for college or career. Are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, little satisfied, or not at all satisfied?
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you. The safety from violent crime. With the same options, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, little satisfied, or not at all satisfied?
Not at all.
What you pay for food and household goods. Are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, little satisfied, or not at all satisfied?
Somewhat.
Safety from property crime. Are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, little satisfied, or not at all satisfied?
Not at all.
Thank you. Now, have any of the following been a not at all significant, not very significant, somewhat significant, or very significant cause of stress in your life during the past year? I'm going to read you some sentences. The safety of you or family members have been a very significant, somewhat significant, not very significant, or not at all significant cause of the stress in your life during the past year?
Not significant at all.
Your job stability has been very significant, somewhat significant, not very significant, or not at all significant?
Not at all.
What about the health of your family, of you or your family members? have been very significant.
Yeah, that's been very significant.
Very significant. Okay. What about meeting monthly household expenses? Has been very significant, somewhat significant, not very significant, not at all significant because of stress?
Not at all.
And your ability to get around your community and city has been very significant, somewhat significant, not very significant, and not at all significant?
Not very significant.
Thank you. Now, let me get your opinion. If you have a lot of confidence, some confidence, or very little confidence in the mayor and city council accomplishing the following: improving the city streets and traffic lights. You have a lot of confidence, some confidence, or very little confidence, or not confidence at all?
Very little.
Creating more better-paying jobs in the city. Do you have a lot of confidence, some confidence, very little confidence, no confidence at all?
No confidence at all.
Making the city safer. Do you have a lot of confidence, some confidence, very little confidence, no confidence at all?
Not confident at all.
Improving drainage to prevent flooding in neighborhoods. Do you have a lot of confidence, some confidence, very little confidence, no confidence at all?
Very little.
Improving garbage collection in the city. Do you have a lot of confidence, some confidence, very little confidence, or not confidence at all?
Very little.
And the quality of life improving in New Orleans in the next 3 years. Do you have a lot of confidence, some confidence, very little confidence, or not confidence at all?
Very little.
Thank you. Now, in your opinion, do you think that the New Orleans city government is doing an excellent, good, fair, or poor job in spending your tax dollars wisely?
Poor.
Now, I would like you to focus your attention on public safety in New York. Would you say that you feel safer, about the same, somewhat less, or much less safe in your neighborhood compared to 2 years ago?
A lot less.
Okay. What do you think? I'm sorry?
They just had a shooting around my house last night.
Last night?
Yep.
Oh. Well. Now, what do you think are the factors contributing to crime the most in New Orleans?
The youngsters, the teenagers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. What else? Do you have any other thing?
No, that's all. It's mostly these kids shooting each other. Just they playing Grand Theft Auto in real life.
Okay, let me read you some options, and you let me know if some of these options you consider are contributing to crime. We have release on bail for violent crimes, too many guns, transportation, education opportunities, housing, not enough police officers, lack of access to mental health or social services, employment opportunities, personal family problems.
All of the above.
All of them. Okay. One moment. Now, for each of the following...
Because if you ask for help, they'll give it to you. But mm-hmm. Everything else, yeah, it's just rough.
Yeah. Now, for each of the following, tell me if you think it will be a very effective, somewhat effective, neutral, or not too effective strategy to reduce crime in New Orleans. increasing the police presence in your community? Do you think it will be very effective, somewhat effective, not too effective, or not at all effective?
Very effective.
What about providing counseling and social services for parents and adults? Do you think it would be very effective, somewhat effective, not too effective, or not at all effective?
Somewhat.
Next would be create more opportunities, job training. Create more opportunities for job training. Do you think this would be very effective, somewhat effective, not too effective, or not at all effective to reduce crime in New Orleans?
Very effective.
Better coordination between criminal courts and the New Orleans Police Department to enforce sentencing. Do you consider this will be very effective, somewhat effective, not too effective, or not at all effective?
Not too effective.
Okay. Implementing a community-based citizens and police response to not violent crime. Do you think this would be very effective, somewhat effective, not too effective, or not at all effective?
Somewhat.
And providing more mental health, social services, and counseling for youth. Do you consider this would be very effective, somewhat effective,
very
not
effective.
Too effective?
Very effective.
Okay, thank
yes.
you. Now, I'm thinking about creating more options for persons to rent or buy a home in New Orleans. Tell me if you think it would be a very helpful, somewhat helpful, or not too helpful a strategy to create more quality affordable housing in New Orleans. The first one would be build accessory dwelling units, a small home with separate entrance on an existing property. Do you think this will be very helpful, somewhat helpful, not too helpful, or not at all helpful?
Somewhat.
Create adult co-living communities for people to live together. This will be very helpful, somewhat helpful, not too helpful, or not at all helpful.
Somewhat helpful.
Convert vacant public schools and commercial buildings into affordable apartments, condominiums. This you consider will be very helpful, somewhat helpful, not too helpful.
That would be very helpful.
Okay. What about build microhouses such as tiny cottages or shipping containers to offer affordable housing in small spaces? Do you consider will be very helpful, somewhat helpful, not too helpful, or not at all helpful?
Somewhat helpful.
And create more homeownership and financing classes. Do you consider this would be very helpful, somewhat helpful, not too helpful, or not at all helpful?
Very helpful.
Thank you. Now, for each of the following statements, tell me if you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neutral, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. The process of the social and economic character of neighborhoods changing to attract new affluent residents in historically disinvested neighborhoods present a loss of culture for the city. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this sentence?
Yeah, I must be neutral on that one because it varies.
Okay. Now, the process of the social and economic character of neighborhoods changing to attract new affluent residents in historically disinvested neighborhoods presents more challenges to find affordable housing for local citizens. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or? I'm sorry?
I agree.
It will be a strongly or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read to you the name of several elected officials. For each one, tell me if you strongly disapprove, somewhat disapprove, neither approve or disapprove, somewhat approve, or strongly approve. We have the Sewerage and Water Board. The U.S. strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
The Mayor LaToya Cantrell, the U.S. strongly approve, somewhat approve, neither approve or disapprove, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay.
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove.
Yes.
Okay, I selected a strongly disapprove for you. Now, in the New Orleans Police Department, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I somewhat approve.
Okay. And the New Orleans City Council, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you, sir. Finally, thinking about the future of New Orleans, for each of the following statements, tell me if you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. The quality of life for me and my family will improve. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I somewhat disagree.
I would encourage young people to stay in New Orleans to pursue their career and raise a family. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
Young people will leave New Orleans to find opportunity elsewhere. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I somewhat disagree.
And young people will enjoy a better quality of life better than their parents. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I somewhat agree.
Thank you. As we conclude this survey, I have to ask you some questions for statistical purposes only. In regards of your income, I'm going to read a couple of options. Please stop me at the range which best describes your household income. Less than $35,000, $36,000 to $50,000, $51,000 to $74,000, $75,000 to $99,000, more than $1,000.
Less than $1,000.
Less than $1,000. This is yearly.
I get less than 30 a year.
Okay. Stop me when you hear the group of that contains your age: 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 60, or 61 and above.
31 to 49.
Thank you. Stop me when you hear the last grade you completed. Some high school grade, some college or trade school, college grade, or graduate or professional school?
Some college.
Okay. Some college. Do you own or rent your home?
I rent.
Do you have any children under or over the age of 18 living in your household?
Yes, I have one.
Okay. Do you have any extended family members or non-relatives living in your household over the age of 18?
No.
What is your primary mode of transportation in New Orleans?
Public service.
Okay, sir, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thank you very much. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.